This is the portion of the interview where the band begs for attention from the audience.
No, it's kind of weird, though. You know, I mean, one side of it's good. It's like, oh, you know, people talking about us out there. But, you know, it'd be nice if we could sell a few records the first week.
All right, excellent. So I'll tell you what. Can I play, like, commercials and get the salespeople off my ass? And then have you guys come back and maybe play? You brought guitars. You might as well use them. Is that all good?
Definitely.
You guys are good?
I'm good.
All right, we'll be back with 7 Dust on 98 Rock. Don't go away. I am the lovely and talented Paul Marshall. Thank you very much for listening this afternoon. Boys and 7 Dust are in the studio. Say hello once again, gentlemen.
What's up?
Evening.
First of all, it's going to take me a second to swing my mic around so LeJean can sing and everything. You guys have brought a couple of guitars with you, and I was actually interested to see what Morgan was going to do. I didn't know you actually played bongos.
I just you know, got to try and feel like I'm part of the group.
Massage our necks.
The last few times we stopped, I've been massaging the guys, you know, while they jam, but...
So what are you going to play for us? You guys, obviously, I had never really thought of the concept of, outside of Angel Sun, obviously, I never really thought of the concept of 7 Dust unplugged, so to speak. Because you guys got a volume thing happening.
All due to us.
All right, so what are you going to play?
Angel Sun.
You want to do Angel Sun? All right, give me a second to swing this mic over, and then live on the airwaves of 98 Rock in front of your naked, steaming ears, the boys in 7 Dust will play some of that wacky, kooky, nutty music that the kids love so much. Hang on a second.
Swinger.
big chunk ending now there, right?
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, it's very difficult to be metal with acoustic guitars right now. You guys are very metal. By the way, I don't want to swing from your nuts too hard, but like Seven Dust is one of the only new bands I give a rat's ass about. So I just want to say thank you very much for all that.
Thank you.
Excellent. Well, you guys want to play another song? Can you play another song?
Yeah, man.
Do you have another one that you've like arranged?
If your listeners would like to hear another song.
You know what? By the way, thank you to our 98 Rock Crack engineering staff for breaking out the beers immediately.
Thank you.
That's
guys.
Right.
Thank you.
What was their rapid response time? That had to be, what, 45 seconds from the time we shut the mic off? So it was all good. All right, I'll tell you what. What do you guys want to play? What is this? What do you want to play for us?
It's a new song, actually, off the new record. It's called Follow.
Follow?
And actually, on the record, it features Aaron Lewis from Stain. He sings on it with LJ.
I was just going to say, is he that bummed out?
Man, he is, really?
Do the poll.
I mean, he's always like, oh, I'm done, man. Look, it can't be that bad.
Have all the money. Be happy for a week.
I'm like, you just sold me
the first week.
It's the weirdest thing. We call that hide in your room rock.
We always give him hell because he's, you know, we talked about, you know, he did an interview and he knew the exact amount of number of records he sold the first week, but then I'm like, he's like, yeah, we don't really care about the numbers and everything, but, you know, we sold
7,000, 18, 6.345.
Aaron Lewis, a graduate of the Fred Durst School of Accounting, man. It's all about how many they sold that week.
Because
Fred gets paid, too, so.
Those guys are really close.
They're actually really cool guys. Yeah. But I just wanted to, like, the perception of Aaron is that he's a depressed guy, but he's actually got a great sense of humor about how depressed he is.
You know?
He's the only guy in the world that actually probably intakes more THC than LJ.
Are you saying allegedly?
Again, we're just recognizing.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
The FBI is after his ass now.
All right, I'm going to swing this around again, and we'll set up with our, you know, because we have our Fisher-Price equipment here at the radio station, so we'll swing this around and set the mic in front of LeJean, and once again, live on the airwave of 98 Rock, it's Seven Dust.
There are stars in the southern sky.
One, two, three, four.
Surrounds you. Thank you.
See, when it's all said and done and you have to actually unplug the amplifiers and stuff, how many bands can actually pull it off with acoustic guitars and just voices? That's nice, man. Thank you. Thank you very much, man. It's all good, man. Seven Dust, thank you very much for coming by the radio station.
Thank you. It's nice to see you, bro.
It's good to have you guys back.
And pretty lady sitting all around here. Some,
you like that?
Yeah.
You see, you guys have met Ruby. Ruby is like the most popular person in the building. It's like we had the guys from System of a Down were like hitting on her. Everybody,
yeah, well, I can see. Man.
Everybody loves Ruby now, don't they?
She's the Mac, huh?
No, she's all good. Atlanta in the his house.
Thanks for Southside, double wide, like we said before.
The artist formerly known as Crawl Space. Thank you very much for coming by, man.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it. It's nonstop. Hey, can we play another Seven Dust song? I'm just going to, like, can I play Black? You guys heard that enough in your life? Is that
yeah.
All right, cool. I'll do it.
I'm on Dan. Yep.
It's Black. Nonstop 98 Rock. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.